If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
I said, doctor!
To relieve the bellyache, I said,
doctor!
You put the lime in the coconut.
Yes.
And mix it all together. Put the lime in the coconut and drink it right down.
That's Bobby McFarlane, right?
No, it's not. It's Bobby McFerrin, and it's not him. It's Harry Nielsen.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go.
The following program is brought to you by More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Everybody, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's me, Rob Spiewak, along with Oscar Santana.
Hey now.
Buzz Burbank.
Why, hello there.
And Mark Ronick is here.
Howdy.
Oh, well, I don't have your mic on. Perhaps the wisest choice of the day.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
And as you know, Mike is, for this one more week, he is down in Florida.
Still in Fort Myers.
Right now, we sit alone in the room.
Well, sort of. We have each other.
Yes.
What?
Just the solitude of being alone.
Well, so we thought until we heard a knock at the door.
I don't hear a thing.
I think there's a plumber here. Oh, wait, that's the door.
Oh, the door. Now I hear it.
Somebody maybe ought to get that.
Who is it?
Maybe it's RJ.
That's true, RJ.
Didn't RJ just get back?
No, he's much quieter than that.
All right.
Jeez.
Let that guy in.
Come on in, then.
Those Girl Scouts have heavy fists.
How are you?
Hey, hi. Hey, oh, hey,
I should have known.
Reach.
I should have recognized that knock.
I'm really surprised you have that much force to knock with your paper-thin skin.
My 80-year-old hands are like iron fists.
Let me see. Hold up your hand. Let me see it.
Here it is.
Oh, it's veiny.
Oh. Does it move out of that shape?
Claw-like.
It's in a permanent claw.
It looks like you're playing Creepy Crawly Spider.
It's in a permanent claw, but it doesn't prevent me from knocking on the door with a great deal of vigor.
Regis, how are you?
I'm great, Buzz, and how are you?
Well, very well, I'm pleased to say.
Are you enjoying the downtime?
We're going to find out a health report about you later on in the broadcast.
That's coming up, Regis, yes. And what brings you around today?
I brought you a piece of newspaper that I wanted to share that I'd like to read something about me, yours truly, that was in one of the tabloid papers.
You're a great reader. I'm glad that you brought that periodical. How are you enjoying your downtime?
I'm really about done with my vacation, to be perfectly honest, dear Rob.
Oh, Regis,
I think that
it's not a vacation, right? You were fired.
It's a lot of vacation, but I know that I retired, but this has to do with that very subject.
You're also promoting your book, which is nice. So you're not really on vacation.
The book, my 1001 sex positions.
Ah, really?
That's a joke. That's a joke, of course.
Can you do 1001 sex positions with that hand, that frozen hand?
I don't know.
Ask Gelman.
The thing is, I like your edgy show, so I was making an edgy joke there. But now let me get right to the article.
Yeah, please. The article, please.
Do you think the show with Kelly would still be on the air if you were more edgy?
You know what? I don't care for that comment because it contradicts everything I'm about to read to you.
Okay, so please read us that periodical.
All right, this comes from the pages of The Globe.
Mm.
And on the cover, there's a giant picture of Oprah. And they're talking about Oprah's heart attack, impending heart attack.
Oh,
well, she had a heart attack.
She had one.
And then down in the lower left-hand corner,
above
there
the
is
fold.
An article that says, "Bring back Regis."
Hey!
Hey, there's a movement then.
his old show stinks without him.
Wow.
Wow.
I hear it's a solid movement.
Let me share the article with you.
Okay, please. You're a good reader, so get ready, America. Here comes
All
Regis.
All right, here we go. Bring back King Regis. Fervent fans are clamoring for...
What?
Fervent fans.
Fervent?
Fervent.
Oh, Fervent.
Oh, Fervent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see.
Fervent fans are clamoring for TV execs to put 80-year-old icon Regis Philbin back in his seat on Live.
80?
Which, huh?
80?
How's that?
You're 80 years old?
Yeah, whatever.
I had no idea.
Regis say has floundered mightily without him. How about that, there, boy?
But that's great.
Yeah, I'll read it again. The critics say the show has floundered mightily without him.
Oh, my.
Now, that is something, isn't it?
How about that?
You're 80?
Letter writing campaigns and internet petitions are springing up, blasting Philbin's forced ouster from the morning show.
Regis, have you been writing some of those letters?
Now, that's not funny, and it's not kind. I'm reading an article in the Globe
that
I had nothing to do with, Burbank.
Okay, all right.
Hey,
all
Regis,
right.
With
that bunch of crap, and I'm pointing at you with my talent.
I can see that.
With that your hand, claw. are you even able to write?
Now, hold on just a second.
Let this him finish the article.
Santana. Okay.
Wake up, for Christ's sake.
I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Regis, you're droning on. Jesus.
We have lost the heart and soul of this show, says TV critic Bill Mann. Viewers...
Who?
Viewers may be tuning in now out of curiosity to see you sitting in his seat. But in the long run, the show is going to go into a shocking decline.
Wow.
That's in the Globe there, boy.
So that's like a real newspaper. Didn't you think Kelly, as you call her, Pippa, would have been strong enough to carry the show?
I really hoped she would, but unfortunately,
she
beat me back.
Did you hope that?
And here's the good news. I'm available.
Do you watch the show?
No.
Would you be willing to go back, Regis, if they begged you?
If they got on their bloody hands and knees and licked my boots, I might even consider it.
So you don't watch the show now?
I don't watch the show
what
now.
What shows do you look at?
I look at the Oprah Winfrey Network. I'm watching Police Women of Maricopa County. I've got every episode.
I'll bet you do.
That's good. Have you watched American Horror Story?
I don't know. That's the filth. That's filth and nastiness. Why do we need this filth? When I was working with Joey Bishop, we didn't have filth and crap.
Regis. Well, Regis. Do you miss Gelman?
Do I miss Gelman?
Yes.
You know, that's a disinterested question from a disinterested broadcaster. Why don't you lick my balls?
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow, I know you do love tennis.
Let's put it this way. Have you heard from Gelman?
Philbin, I don't care, Buzz. Philbin, who has logged a world record 17 times, I will only answer the questions from the hosts who are engaged. Philbin, who has logged a world record 17,000 hours on TV, relishes the thought of returning the friend ads. That's a friend of mine who I had put that plant in there.
Since you don't watch
Kimmel. I had Kimmel planted.
Since you don't watch your show, do you watch Shameless?
I don't want. That's filth. What garbage. Honest to God. They start that show, and I sat down with Joy to watch it.
Yeah.
Joy
Philbin.
The opening credits, they've got someone relating themselves.
That's true. Well, since you don't watch Shameless,
Where's the funny in that? Where's the funny in standing there watching somebody, bare-assed, I might add,
yes,
relieving themselves? There's no funny in that whatsoever.
Well, I understand you have the cable. Do you ever watch Co-Ed Confidential 4?
That made me almost vomit. Why the sex? Why always the sex? Don't we get sex everywhere? Do we need it on our televisions?
I thought you liked sex, Regis.
I like sex, but I like a little, you know, when you have a little, I think that when they put Betty Grable in a tight sweater, that was a much better look than, seeing a woman with her, with her aureolas all over
her. Oh, God. Her what?
The circle around the pointed part.
Areola.
Huh?
Areola.
Oh, excuse me, doctor. Who signed you up for the gynecological survey?
I love rooting for the Baltimore Aureolas.
Oh, that's funny. Now you're mocking an old man. Well, you know what? I got to say, to you, Rob, and to you, Oscar, and to you, Buzz, it's time to start your show now. So for the three of you, including the late R.J.
R.J. Spiewak.
Oh, dear. Oh, Grandpa.
I say S and D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, little man. Boy, I sure heard a bunch about you. See, I was a good friend of your dad's. We were in that Hanoi pit of hell together over 5 years. His watch was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over that Hanoi. He was captured, put in a Vietnamese prison camp. He knew that if the gooks ever saw the watch, it'd be confiscated, taken away. The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright. He'd be damned if any slope's gonna put the greasy yellow hands on his boy's birthright, so he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass. 5 long years he wore this watch, up his ass. Then he died of dysentery. Give me the watch. I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass 2 years. Then, after 7 years, I was sent home to my family, and now, little man, I give the watch to you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 128 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, Jan 10, 2012, and we are over 11 million downloads and still growing every single day.
Yay.
Our show today is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on your smartphones, game consoles, computers, and TVs, and do it instantaneously. Or get Blu-rays and DVDs delivered right to your door, all for $7.99 a month. It's the same thing that works with Amazon. You
yes.
do this for us, we get the credit, folks.
Right.
To try it free, just click the Netflix ad on our website, and we thank you in advance.
Very nice, Mike.
I'm listening in the background. Sounds like a jet engine or something like that. I'm hearing all sorts of weird sounds today on the show.
Maybe it's the sound of that ant that you were chasing during the pre-show.
Yeah, I know, in the ant. Yeah, where's that ant? I gotta go get that ant.
I remember he looked at me at FaceTime and he said, "Man, I sure do want that meatball.
I want that meatball. That meatball right outside of my ant here. There's nothing I'd like that."
Where's that ant? Here we go. We're gonna get the meatball. There it is. It's just the way it works every day today.
On the program today, I have yesterday a definitive senior moment, and not when that had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the way I was treated at the grocery store.
Oh,
and
yeah, but you know what? It's
mighty funny.
That's the Florida way, isn't it? Isn't it the entire state geared towards the older demographic?
It is, and I didn't expect it. And I think I scared a young woman very badly.
Oh, good. Oh, well, pull your pants up.
We've got major buzz news that we're going to get at the front of the show. We want to do that, including some details about, is it Home Depot, Buzz? Is that what it's about?
Home Depot is frightening me.
Okay, very good. Carla pulls a dude move. I mentioned that yesterday on the show. I didn't get to it. I want to get to it today about the move that Carla pulled.
She's starting to do voiceovers for radio stations?
Hi there.
Wouldn't it be weird if Carla opened her mouth and Dude Walker's voice came out? That would be
like a Q107 commercial.
I remember that from a million years ago. Yeah.
I'm excited.
How do you handle a bad situation in a restaurant that we experienced yesterday? And I got my way that I used to handle it when I owned a restaurant, or at least the way I think it should be handled, and it wasn't. And I will open it up to the roundtable discussion.
Good.
Not that I pitched a fit or we pitched a fit or anything, but it's something that really bugs me when it happens, and it happened yesterday, and I will open it up for discussion. Rob and his Facebook code. I want to ask Rob some questions about Facebook and the way you play Facebook, because you play it in a way that I don't know how to play it. RJ in my house alone, he's not back yet. What's that?
It's an advanced science.
It is an advanced. Well, it is. I mean, there's you and now, Zip and Mac and Tab.
When you say code, do you mean like
all those other people?
Do you mean like a code of conduct or he talks in code?
What do you mean?
Okay, all right. Okay. We'll find out about that.
Mike. There'll be something that's just totally not related to anything, and I'll look at it, and then he'll have like eight.
Right.
Not more than eight, usually, responses to it from his little inner circle
of
people that know what's going on.
Yeah,
and I'll look at it and I'll go, what does that have to do with anything? And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It has plenty to do with everything, always.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're wrong about that. Snow in Virginia yesterday.
Yeah. More than we expected.
Wow, that was a big surprise.
They said maybe flurries. We got a couple inches.
We have our lard-ass food of the day. I think it's making a comeback, so this is not its debut, but it's back again. Lard-ass food of the day, and then I bitch about Ann Curry, which I do every day on the show. So that's it. Other than that, let's start with our newsman, Buzz, who we have been referring to as basal cell carcinoma. And how you doing there, Buzzy?
Very well, I'm pleased to say. Would you like the immediate bottom line, or do you want to hear the email that I got this morning from my doctor?
Well, what do you think, boys? What do you think we should
I would like to hear... I would like to hear... Well, let's build up to the big
news. Let's email.
All right. It says to Michael Elston, your skin biopsy revealed an actinic keratosis.
I knew it!
This is a
what
common...
What the hell is that? That sounds like something you put in a nutritional drink.
It sounds tasty. This is a common skin condition known as the early beginnings of cancer. So what we have here... what we have here is not cancer. It's not basal cell carcinoma. It's a precancerous spot.
So you've dodged it again.
I've beaten another bullet again.
Is this going to make you like more douchebaggy like you were the line after you dodged
it? I sure hope so.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. He's cheering the fact that he has something that's pre-cancer. This is still not great news.
Well, anything that they snip off or chop off of your body, I believe, is pre-cancerous.
Well, this is actually probably the third spot I've had removed from my body that is pre-cancerous.
It's still very intense.
So you're and by removing it before it turns into that, you're
good
saving
to go.
Your life.
Yeah, I'm fine.
When will you stop going in the sun? Mm-hmm. Like it's your second pastime. That's what you like to do.
Probably
so you like to in the summertime. You like to lie by the pool. That's what you do.
I do every day. I probably will never stop that.
Wow, he likes to lay by the precancerous pool Virginia.
I've given up smoking. The two things I'm not going to give up are diet soda and lying by the pool. Those are the two things I'm
you
not going to give up.
You are a wild man.
Buzz, I know.
Do you use sun protector? You
know, I do. Okay, I do. Not so much on my body, usually just on my face.
Gallons of oils and balms face and lotions.
Yes.
Face and neck.
Exotic lotions. You
know. Okay. Jellies.
Creams.
But not so much on my body. Maybe I should. But it's been a shoulder thing. I had one on my right shoulder and now the left collarbone. So
because
that's what
as
I need
you
to
know,
watch out for.
Buzz stands by the pool. And it leaves his shoulders just horribly exposed.
And when did you call the doctor or did you just get the letter?
I just got the email. I got no call from the doctor. And
did you call the doctor?
I did not because they said.
You know, I'd have it through my body. I'd be calling the doctor on effing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Every day.
You know, and they'd come back to me and they'd say, oh, it's you're riddled with it. You're riddled with it.
Well, yeah, that would turn out differently. But and had it been
did our other precancerous boy just come in?
He did, as a matter of fact.
The sick bay is full. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show infirmary, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. None of us could get in, though.
His doctor's appointment is RJ Diaz.
But none of us could get in. Mike, because of Jay-Z and Beyonce, they took up the whole hospital.
The whole damn floor.
They couldn't get in.
So,
welcome, RJ.
Mr. Diaz, how did your appointment go?
Oh, just fine, Mike.
He was at the
OB. That says nothing.
He was at the OB, Mike.
I know it says nothing because I'm not going to discuss it right now, but I do have some information to share with you folks privately.
Okay. All right. We'll let you do that. We will move on. And, you know, now Oscar laughs. Oscar laughs. Oscar.
Highly.
You can laugh all you want.
First, RJ, F you. I'm not even talking about you. The point is this. Okay. Is
the fact that his lack of broadcast, he basically just told us he's ill.
And that's a null point because that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. So no. The point is this. The point is,
RJ, when is your surgery?
We've got two men in here, and
funeral will be Friday.
You're fine, RJ. Dear. I will say this. One, I'm laughing because if you've had a near death experience in the past couple years, and then you've had some near skin cancer, like hit or misses, and the. I would say the first thing you do is say, you know what? I got to change a couple of things because eventually my number's coming up. And I look at Buzz and he looks at me like I'm the a-hole for saying, are you going to stop laying out?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm never going to stop.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Let's compare it to this. Let's say you cross the street every day. And on some of those days, you nearly get hit by a bus and killed. But you didn't. Do you stop crossing the street?
No, but you might want to go to another intersection that's not as busy.
Yeah, right. Crosswalk. So we'll be a little safer, but I'm not going to stop living.
And the man did stop smoking.
Right.
You know, I mean, he obviously took some precaution.
No idea.
Oh, that's a major shift in the Mark Ronick friendship.
How tough that
is. He's moving back to Buzz again.
Well, he stopped smoking after he fell into a coma.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But obviously he learned.
Whatever works.
Jesus.
Well, it is about everything. You know, we all could do better.
Yes, we could.
All try to do better.
Not me.
Each and every day.
Some could sleep more.
You're trying to lose weight. You're on the weight. Not you're doing the jump start.
I'm teasing you. I really have actually quite a margin of improvement that I could make.
Mm. You've lost 10 pounds on weight now.
Yes,
right?
I have. Since I started again on Friday, 10 pounds since Friday.
That deserves a round of applause.
That's great, Rob. That's fantastic.
I look great.
I look great. Now, Buzz, the other thing, let's get this out of the way, because you said you wanted to say something about Home Depot.
Well, I'm just terrified. Like a week or two ago, I was in Home Depot. I went in and I bought 2 light bulbs. And I went to the self-checkout, and I checked myself out, and I was on my way.
Hey, Buzz, were they tanning bulbs?
They were. I got some new, stronger ones. No, they're just regular light bulbs.
LEDs?
So I get up this morning, and I open my email, and there's an email from Home Depot that says, "Say, how'd you like those light bulbs?"
How did they know?
Well, I guess I must have purchased something from them, I think, at some point online.
Yeah.
And then I used a credit card to check out at the store. But now, and this is the scary part, their computers are talking to one another.
Oh, so, there's no good that can come out of that.
And they listed specifically what light bulbs I bought. You know, so it's just
Sylvania.
That's what retail is doing right now.
Right.
And that's what that does nothing.
Well,
okay.
It's metrics. We need that information.
We don't need anything. You know what? If I wasn't so lazy, I would pay for everything in cash, including my bills.
Right.
One of my things in 2012 is I plan to get out of more databases. I plan to be very, very, very careful about what I buy on the internet because, you know, I have been so loose with it and I'm so stupid with it.
No, I'm
trying to do a refi on the house right now.
But I've
stopped because I know that when I do that, I'm not going to get any information right away, and I'm going to get 35 to 40 phone calls in an evening. And I can't do it that way. I just can't stand it.
I can't. I haven't carried cash in so long. I pay with everything with the card. It doesn't. You don't realize how much money you have. You don't realize how much money you've spent. It's really dangerous living by the plastic. But, Mike, it should be mentioned that Amazon never does anything bad with your data.
That's true.
No, it doesn't. And I've never gotten any kind of calls about Amazon.
There you go. Just so you know.
And they're wonderful. And thanks for throwing a plug in for a sponsor, which is as hoary as it gets. I like that. Hey, listen, let me move on. So, Buzz, that's your Home Depot stuff, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But scary.
Let me just give you an update, boys, on the audition today, which is why we're taping early. And then I'm off to I'm off there, but I'm fully expecting I might be turned away at the door today.
Really? Because
I got on the website this morning to get the address of this place I have to go to, and I'm not sure whether they're going to allow me to, since it is a full-time Florida residence only. That's what they said on their website. So that might be a negatory, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to tell them I have a place down there. If they ask for my driver's license, I'll tell them that I don't live here full-time, but I'll see if I, you know, I'll say, hey, I'll come back.
Give
me the gig, I'll come back for the 19 games. I don't know whether that's going to be a roadblock or whether they just say that to control it. But the fact that I have a residence down here as well, I think that might stand me in good stead. But I'm going to go down and give it a try anyway. But it really took the wind out of my sails. And I'm really glad 2 days before they finally do the audition, they put that up on their website.
Just in case, take some evidence of your residence with you. So a piece of mail, official mail that has your Florida residence address, whatever. But that kind of proof.
And always mention the fact that you have been no other state in this entire year. It has been an entire year since you've been in another state. Since you actually have been there all of 2012, haven't you?
You're funny. It just will be, you know, I don't think that, you know, I've got as good a chance as anybody else, but I don't think I've got any kind of leg up on it. And I think it's just going to be a fun experience to do it.
You have to
But, you know, that did take the wind out of my sails today. It's typical.
Your leg up
rules.
Is.
Rules suck. Rules suck.
No. Rules are there to make the game more fun. But your leg up, Mike, is talent. No, don't say that.
I agree.
No.
Your leg up is talent, Mike.
Is that what you're going to wear today?
Oh, God.
I was just asking.
I mean, I didn't know. I mean, it looks nice. I just didn't know like what kind of trousers maybe you're wearing.
What kind of trousers are you wearing?
Yeah, what kind of slacks are you wearing, Mike?
Let me show
up. See your pants. See your pants.
All right, he's getting
it. Oh, yeah, I like that.
All right. Nice pants.
Oh, no, look.
There's a zipper in the front, and it's open.
Oh, your yam bag?
No, no.
Want to see what kind of trousers I'm wearing?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'll show you my trousers.
I think it's a nice outfit.
I thought this is the look, and you know, let me show you this.
It's a light blue shirt with a tan slacks,
is that a Red Sox logo on the thing?
I like that. Nice, nice.
I don't know. Mike, maybe trying a bit too hard with that.
I don't think so. All right, now I'm getting a super complex.
No, I think it's fine.
All right, here is the audition voice. You ready?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Hold on, let me get it up.
Mike O'Mara auditioning to
now,
be
don't
this...
stop, don't do that yet.
No.
Okay, well, not pad.
No, pad, but in a different way.
Mike has a...
Hold on, I always say, you know, after 20 years or so, and a buzz has been in the business as long as I have, probably longer, but I like to do a school buzz sometimes on padding. Padding is not doing the intro. Uh-huh. And then waiting while I'm clicking away. It's padding is like talking amongst yourself.
Well, wait, okay. Or you can pad by doing an intro that lasts exactly the length of time as it takes for you to set up and get
ready. Which is not engaging at all, though. That's my point. All right, here we go.
Or we could just go out and lay in the sun.
This was fascinating.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to use that voice.
Oh, my.
You don't know Mick Jagger.
Good afternoon. The New York Yankees are pleased to welcome to the plate Mickey Mantle.
Now, do you know if they're going to offer you a script or do you have to wing it? Because if you wing it, what you really should do is record with your iPhone and announce our names.
Mr. Batting Third from McLean, Virginia, Robert Wadhams Spiewak.
Yeah.
Nice.
Will you record it with your iPhone? Woo. All you have to do is start it up and put it in your pocket.
Batting fourth from Bolivia, Oscar Escuela Santana Zeballos Peterson.
I didn't know.
Wow, I didn't know he took his surname.
Yeah.
But you really
batting
should record it. Yeah.
From Wichita, Kansas, Michael Buzz Elston. Basal cell carcinoma.
Yay.
Yay.
Batting sixth. Uh-oh. From Israel. The right fielder, Marcus Echmenichem Ronick.
Yeah. Oh, I like the name Marcus.
And batting sixth from I'll Tell You in Private. Raymond Diaz.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the Yankees, thank you.
That's Bob Shepard of the Yankees.
Now, what really is going to be your voice?
There's Sherm Feller of the Boston Red Sox, too.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park. That's seriously, that's the energy level he had, and I'm going to kind of go for that way. It's going to be, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to JetBlue Park.
That's fine. That's great.
That's really
I'm going to do it straight. The Boston Red Sox are pleased to welcome the Boy and Girl Scouts of America. And now to honor our nation in the singing of our national anthem is Kate Smith.
That's kind of the way I'm going to do it.
Now you should sing like Kate Smith.
God bless America.
Anyway.
Yeah, they'd be stupid not to give you the job.
You tell it's on my mind. Isn't it ridiculous that it's on my mind?
It is.
You're excited. It's understandably fun. Excited.
I'm a little excited, but here's what's going to suck. What's going to suck is that I get there and they say, no, you can't because you are.
I'll tell you what's going to suck is everybody else who auditions.
You're damn right, Rob. Yeah, that's right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Rob about his Facebook code. How do you handle bad food in a restaurant? Carla's dude move and snow in Virginia and our lard ass food of the day when we come back on the Mike O'Hara. Way to go, Rob Spiewak. I like that. Very timely.
It's the Standells, you said.
Our second segment is brought to you by Weight Not. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they think they'll fail, but with Weight Not, you get results so quickly, you're motivated to keep going. It's never too late to make a resolution you can keep. 855-WEIGHT-NOT or 855-934-4486. So many of our listeners have gotten involved with this program, especially with the new year.
Yeah.
WeightNot.com. They're unbelievable results you can believe in. Let me ask you this question. Mr. and Mrs. Listener, did you smoke your first cigarette of the year yesterday? Did you skip your first workout? Did you drink your first liter of gravy? Huh? Oh. So did just about everyone else who made a New Year's resolution. According to a new survey, by today, 10 days into January, 75% of people admit they've broken their resolution. And the average person says it's at least the fourth time they've made the same resolution and failed. We are here to tell you that they do offer unbelievable results that you can believe in. And those unbelievable results that you get on Weight Not, those are the motivation for Weight Not. Rob Spiewak, who is on the Jumpstart program, tell us your tale.
My second time through on the program now. The first time was a great success. It was great to get back on. And now I literally can't wait to get up out of bed and weigh myself to see how much weight I've lost since yesterday. And, you know, there are many diet programs that will say, weigh yourself once a week. You can't do that on Weight Not because the results are so immediate.
So fast, yeah.
You need to weigh yourself every day because you will lose weight every day. It's fantastic.
Yeah, if you want to know what the motivation is, it's very simple on Weight Not. It's a very simple sell point because the motivation is the results that you get. So when you see that, especially on something like the Jumpstart program where it's amazingly dramatic and then continues to be dramatic through Weight Not's Jumpstart program and then the Steady Trim phase of the program, and they're all terrific. And really, if you're on it, and I love getting these messages on Facebook, send Buzz the letter, send me a letter, and let us know how you're doing on that. Oh, let's see. Hold on. It's security.
It's just Fenway Park.
Probably the Red
Sox. Speak amongst yourselves. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourself.
Dear Mr. O'Mara, we found out you're not a lifetime Florida resident, so we now have to kill you.
So did he put us on mute?
I think he did.
Yeah, wow.
He's talking on the phone. I can see it on the FaceTime.
That's an actual phone
call.
That
is hilarious.
As Oscar said yesterday, he's still doing the bit.
Yeah, that's true.
He loves that bit where he just answers phone calls.
Now, to Pad, why don't we have Buzz introducing Mike on the phone?
Introducing the call. Actually, you know what it is on the... I know who's on the phone. It's someone calling about Buzz's light bulbs. You know, I know you know Mike Elston. He bought light bulbs. Do you need light bulbs?
Were they growing bulbs?
No, they were just regular light bulbs. They were like floodlight.
You mean like grow lights? You didn't get an 8,000.
That's my insurance guy. That's like an insurance. Go figure.
Yeah.
It's an insurance guy that came through like the gate of the community who wants to come by and say hi. I don't know why.
Do you know the guy?
LaFong.
Well, I talked to him on the phone because I'm trying to get the insurance worked out down here.
Well, you
like everything else in my life.
You know, you did set up two microphones, Mike. It would be nice if we had one guest.
Bring him in.
Yeah, bring him in.
Do you want me to bring the insurance guy in?
I really do.
No.
Not want you to do that.
I don't know. Oh my God! I swear that phone.
But here's the deal.
What the f*** is it that everything happens when I'm taping this f***ing podcast?
No.
You are not
everything in my world. I swear to God, I go 9 hours the rest of the day. Nothing happens.
Waiting.
It's taping time, and the batshit starts to arrive. It drives me freaking nuts. I swear to God, it drives me nuts. It really does. It's like, okay. What do people roll around here at 11 o'clock? Is that when people decide that's when their peepers are going to open and that's when they're going to start their day? I get calls between 11 and noon, and I get calls between 4 and 5 every effing day. There are many more hours of the day that I can get calls.
You know, you're really not mad at the phone. Right now, you're scared about your audition.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
You're a little uptight. Don't project on us.
A little uptight.
Well, it's good that he's getting it out. Let him project.
Yeah. Let him vent.
And you don't miss your calls because you always take them.
And I'll be honest with you. 2-3 weeks, I can do this. What did you just say? What did you say?
He said you never miss the calls because you always take them. Look how delighted he is. You know, Mike, take some joy in the fact that he's awake.
Is the picture frozen again?
He's all excited. Oh, no. Now Mike
he's
is standing.
He's showing us pants again.
Not your yambag again.
Mike, it's called FaceTime. Not ball time.
Although.
I'm showing my balls.
Hey, I want to have a great moment to look at Mike O'Mara's balls.
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 Absolutely.
So we're not going to have the insurance guy in?
What?
We're not going to have the insurance guy.
I don't know why the insurance guy is out of the gate and wanting to come in here and what the deal is.
How dare he come in your gate?
I don't know.
Looking for Carl LaFarge.
The gated community. They all are down here.
Of course.
And it's the way it's. Shut up.
No.
Now you're going back. I'm Jesus Christ, Rob. I swear to God.
What happened with your senior moment while we have time?
Thanks, Mr. Get the Show Back on Track.
Yeah.
Just asking.
I'm in the grocery store last night with my lady.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I'm with her. So, I mean, it looks like either I'm her father or her grandfather.
Now, does she have a hard time keeping up with the motorized scooter?
You know what? I don't have that. I'm doing very well. I rode my bike 4 miles today.
Attaboy. Nice.
Thank you.
Down the aisles of the grocery store.
Starting to say stuff I don't want to say. All right, hold on.
Get off my lawn.
You want to come in? All right, kid, yeah. Is the door open? Hold on, let's see if the door is Let's see.
The insurance man.
Anyone
can
come by Mike's house.
Yeah. Hey, Carla.
It's an open door policy.
It is. There's a cup of coffee on the stove.
Come on
the
in,
Mike
Jason.
O'Mara house.
Is that a homeless guy in the background?
No.
Yeah.
It looks like William H. Macy.
Hold on a second. All right. So this is my insurance guy that's down here right now. Say hi to the Mike O'Mara Show gang. We're doing a live podcast right now for the nation. That's
hi,
Jason. Can you lean into the FaceTime there and say hi? Hi.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Look, Jason is going to save me some money on my insurance.
Hey, and you should take a moment.
Now, this is cool. This is cool. Jason is already picking up on the fact that I really can't have a discussion about what we're doing.
Yes.
So he's handing me papers. So I basically, all I have to do is sign that. I know. Oh, you rock, dude.
Wow.
You rock. This is my kind of guy.
Yeah, take a moment and sign that document and then admire his chocolatey brown skin.
You know what's great? You don't read it. Don't read it at
no,
all.
No, just sign
Jason,
away.
This is the way to get Mike
Jason
to sign
now
anything.
Jason owns the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's right.
Yeah. Do I sign it? Down?
Mike just signed it away.
There's literal beads of sweat rolling down Mark's forehead.
I am perspiring right now. There you go. That's good. All right, talk amongst yourselves. I have some pertinent information.
Hold on
just a second. Go ahead. I'll be right back.
This is Mike not missing a meeting because he's taking his meetings, taking
that's
his
right.
calls.
That guy was he looked like a Florida insurance agent.
He
if
did.
I had to describe him in three words, I would say Florida insurance agent. Well-tanned, mustachioed.
Mm-hmm. Was it a full goatee?
I couldn't tell. It was just a brief
like
look.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had the full, trimmed goatee, nicely scaped.
Do you think maybe he's one of those creatures that Mike described earlier in the week?
With a dandy?
Yeah, a dandy with the flash of color.
100%.
We'll have to ask Mike. Hey, Mike.
That is so great. He is so cool.
He's
like the greatest insurance guy in the whole wide world. That was all I had to do.
Well, it's not as good as Encore.
Have a great day.
Probably the second best insurance
out there.
He works
for Encore, Rob.
You should have specified.
Yeah,
he does. He works for
Now,
Encore.
Here's the question we were discussing while you took that meeting. Is he a Florida dandy?
Because
we only saw him briefly, and he looked like he might be a Florida dandy.
No, he's a young guy, got much younger than me, got a little goat, and got the plaid little golf pants and a little gray golf shirt untucked. He was the opposite of a Florida
what
dandy.
What kind of shoes?
I didn't notice the shoes.
Get him back.
I didn't notice the shoes, you old queen. I wasn't looking at all. I wasn't analyzing his whole look. So let me get back to the grocery store.
Yes,
okay?
What happened?
So this is last night, and Carla and I had gone out the night before watching the football game. So we're really like, you know how you are when you have a little too much of a Sunday, and Monday you're just wiped out and you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Even to the point of like you don't know what you want to eat at the grocery store. And Carla and I are walking through the grocery store. Have you ever done this where you're trying to find your evening meal in the grocery store and you're going through and there's just nothing?
Well, the problem is if you are under pressure, it's easier to do a week's worth of shopping than it is to go in with no direction and buy the meal for that night because there's so much pressure.
And we're just here for a couple of days, so we can't. We've got the added problem of we want to buy the absolute minimum, so we're not throwing food out when we leave here. Mm-hmm. So we finally settle on what we're going to get and get a couple of T-bones that are on sale, $3 off, and they were like $8 for incredible T-bones.
Wonderful. That's a good deal.
Really, really nice. And we check out, and at the checkout counter is the very nice lady that's doing the checking out. And she's got an assistant, which I think anybody that goes to the grocery store, we all love to see when there is a bagger.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And not the bagger like I showed Oscar.
No.
We're talking
about
the bagger, and there's a young lady, very young lady.
In the business, Mike, it's called a courtesy clerk.
Ooh.
A courtesy clerk who bags the groceries.
That's right.
And
helps
puts
you
them
out.
In your car.
Right.
And so we're having a nice conversation. And there's some, you know, it's the grocery store. Sometimes they're nice people and you chat with them, and sometimes they're not. And I was happy because we found what we were going to have for dinner, and I'm chatting up this lady and she's really, really nice. And then the bagger, or the, what is it called?
The courtesy clerk.
Or CC.
Puts the groceries in, and I swipe the card, and I sit there, and I sign it. And
did you have a cart?
Yeah, I had a cart.
Okay, so you had enough groceries to merit a cart.
Yeah, barely enough.
Okay.
Like three, four bags of groceries.
Oh, that's
really
plenty, yeah.
But you know, we're going to wheel the cart. And so she says, okay, thank you very much, sir. And she turns around, and she's got her hands on the cart. And she starts wheeling it forward.
She's going to help you.
And we get about halfway to the door, and I looked at her and I think I scared her. I said, "What the hell are you doing?"
Oh no!
Oh, that's no way to respond.
She was wheeling the groceries out to my car.
Wow.
She was wheeling three bags of plastic groceries out to the car, helping me like she would help somebody that was a 98-year-old man.
Well, perhaps she saw you limping.
No, I don't think she saw me limping, Buzz.
Did you have your brace on?
I did. Shut up, you guys.
Internet radio Tommy.
Now, the thing is, I mean, that is
dicks.
That might be a senior moment. That might be a senior moment for you. And maybe right? She's accustomed to dealing with people that require assistance. But with Carla there, that's what sort of throws it off. It can't be a senior moment if Carla was there, or as she calls her, your handler. So I think maybe...
No.
I think maybe
she was my handler this morning. She was so sweet to me this morning. Gave me a little breakfast sandwich and gave me a little fresh grapefruit juice. It was so nice down here. I was really, really happy. Hello, honey. Love you.
Wow.
I'll ignore what you did the other day.
What did she do the other day?
This is really weird. Okay. Yeah. What's our tell? What's our tell when we're with our women? If we look, right?
Right.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Going to Costco, you see there are two lines, about equal. You see you see a checkout lady that's hot. They have them occasionally.
Yes.
And you move into that lane.
Well, sure.
Your wife, your girlfriend looks at you and go, of course you're picking that lane.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
our
yeah.
tell.
Yeah.
We're busted.
Right.
There's really no way of getting out of it, all right?
Right.
The
right.
football game the other day down at the old Crab Shack, and we're watching the Giants game, and these two beach studs come up with their two long bathing suits and their little pencil thin little beards that they had in their muscular little Jersey Shore bodies.
Uh-huh.
And Carla thinks I don't notice that she carefully, she's sitting next to me, and next to her is a bar stool that has her purse on it.
Right.
Okay.
And she ever so, she
oh,
thought
no.
she was being so subtle with me.
Slip that purse
and
off
she
me.
She moves her purse off the bar stool.
You, just
I
in
said,
case.
Oh, there you go.
Sure.
There you go. And she said, what? Making room for our boys, even though like 10 other bar stools at the bar.
Oh, wow. Even though, so she's drawn to you. She's drawn to them. She certainly has a type.
I said yesterday, this is how I got her in the yard, because you said, no, I was doing that. That's common courtesy. I said, if they had been two really hot women in bikinis, would you have done it? She said, no.
Yep.
That's truth. Awesome. Truth.
But it was fun. And then they, you know, they sat there and ate their fried calamari and were monosyllabic and didn't say anything to anybody. So they
did
were
they
the
have to, did they have to
douchebags
get out of
in their 20s.
Did they have to get out of there to GTL?
I'm not sure whether they were doing that, but I will tell you this. They were not communicative at all, and it was obvious to me. That to me, rarely do you catch a woman doing that kind of move, and when you do catch a woman doing that kind of move, I think it's very, very special.
Yes.
That's what I was able to do yesterday.
Did you try to communicate with them? Did you engage them?
No. There are certain guys, and you know, you know me. I'm Johnny Gregorioso.
Right.
I will sit
friend.
There and engage anybody
he's
at a bar
so good.
On any subject. Later on, I told you the story yesterday about our friend. The guy that did the Christopher Walken impression.
Right.
Right.
I will engage anybody along with another old guy. It was from 60 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
That was my age range yesterday of people that I was engaging in conversation on Sunday. But I will tell you, these guys gave that vibe off of, you know, here we are. You got a vagina? Otherwise, I don't want to talk to you.
Maybe they were lovers.
They get a lot of chicks that way.
Were they lovers with each other?
They had a military look to them, but I don't think they were in the military.
Ah,
okay.
Because I don't think the type of facial hair the one guy had did not appear to be, military facial hair. Then again,
right.
You see some of these dudes that fight in Afghanistan. They got the full,
you don't know.
They got the full beards going on.
You let them do what they want. And if they have a full beard, oftentimes they're fighting against our guys.
That is not true.
Jesus.
That's
the Taliban.
Yes, of course it's true.
Yeah.
That's a Taliban joke.
It's yeah, Taliban.
Taliban.
So right, what grocery store did you go to? What was the name of it?
They have them down here pretty much exclusively now down here because Albertsons has
gone
out of business. At least the one down here has. They might be in other parts of the country. Publix.
Publix.
Oh, I've heard of them. Yeah.
With an X.
That is the grocery store chain down there.
Make sure the L doesn't burn out on that sign because then it would be Publix.
Publix. Yeah. This is not the best chowder I've ever tasted.
There's a hair on my steak.
He had a hay.
Before we go to break here and get Rob's magic audio vault on, I do want to share with you the lard-ass food of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Food of the day, and here it is, making a comeback. I believe this is the second tour for this food item. Let's salute Dunkin' Donuts and their sausage and pancake bites.
Oh my God, I saw the ad. And you know what?
Really good.
No, that's awesome. It's a good idea, but I saw the ad and it looks horrible.
Explain.
When they cut it in half, it looks like a sausage link rolled in a dough ball and deep fried. Great idea. Mm-hmm. But when they cut it in half in the ad, you see hunks of spice and things in the sausage. Mm-hmm. There is one red fleck in the sausage. And I hate to really watch my TV from 3 inches away in high def.
Rob, why do you and I both notice that commercial? Because we'd like to turn on our engines on our automobiles, drive to Dunkin' Donuts, and buy a case of
things. We'd like to verify the disappointment. But that red fleck of spice, whatever it is, it doesn't look right. I don't think it's good sausage in there. I stick with the McGriddle.
It's red pepper.
I'm not a believer in, and that seems to be Americans seem to love, the combination of the pancake worked into the meat.
They seem to love that. Yes.
Sweet and savory.
Exactly.
The McGriddle is a classic example.
Right.
It's a great sandwich.
Either sausage or bacon goes well with pancake and syrup.
Yes.
It's a guarantee. It's a lock.
Exactly. You bet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will take a break. When we come back, it is Rob's Magic Audio Vault, and we are looking forward to that. We will be back with more right after this. I am beat.
You're a little off.
Behind or in front?
You were behind, I believe.
And on the music, too.
Yeah. Waiting for my
I missed it again?
I think you did. I think there's a lot of precision rhythm on this.
I really kind of like the whole show these weeks.
I thought it was perfect.
I liked it. I'm just bothered by the big red fleck in the middle of the show.
Not quite there. Welcome back to Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Pro Flowers. A survey shows, and listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, a third of all women are more likely to have sex with a guy who sends them flowers. Yeah. Wow. Increase your odds this Valentine's Day and order Pro Flowers for your lady today.
Did Melissa get that thing that Mike sent her yesterday, Mark?
Which one?
The flowers.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Check out some of their great specials and get them delivered on time. Click the Pro Flowers ad at MikeOmeraShow.com. And, you know, flowers, they work. Yeah. It's the truth. Yeah. And Pro Flowers, just like Netflix and all those other things that we do in January and February.
Episode.
Hi, Mark.
Mike, I was waiting for that all day today.
Well, you didn't have to wait that long. It's only a little after 11.
Let's open it up. What do we have today, Mr. Spiewak?
Thank you for opening the thing, Mike. Do you know the name when I say it? Anthony LaCuria or LaCuria.
Uh-huh. Don't.
He plays Nucky's assistant in the Boardwalk Empire. You know the guy with the mustache and the glasses?
The German guy?
That helps Nucky out. He's also a tenor. And he sang the national anthem last night at the National BCS Championship. Is that what it is, RJ?
Really?
Yes, it was the big game.
The big game. And the anthem was all right, but he had a couple moments that weren't stellar moments. Huh. Let's go to them at this time. This is the first moment that he messed up, I think. And the rocket's red
glint. Ooh, ouch.
So not so good, right?
You know, here's the first rule. I've done this. I've sung this at a stadium. The rule of the anthem is you do not aim too high. You can't do it.
No.
Sing low.
Well, I mean, he started out okay.
But it's... Say, can you see
by the dawn.
And even then, there's a little flatness issue, I think.
Already in trouble. Yeah. Yeah.
So a little pitchy. So let's go ahead. I'll spare you the entire anthem, even though I love this country.
Can I get, is there any more of it?
Oh, yeah, here's another moment that he had.
Dan Wilkerson.
So, do you want to hear more of the actual anthem? You want to hear him sing?
I could hear the whole thing. Okay, go ahead, play the special part.
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
So you've got a pretty good ear. I'm hearing it flat. He's off from the word go.
He was flat on the first stanza.
Oh, what so proudly
are they booing already?
Held.
I don't think they're booing. I think it's just a very intense crowd.
The murmur of the crowd.
Yeah. At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
And shouldn't it be perilous?
Yeah.
Perilous. Yeah,
does he have that thick an accent in real life? Because he's kind of doing, who's the broadest stripes?
It's so good.
Through
so
the palace, the son of man, even for the fight.
Well, his name is Italian, but he plays a German character, so who knows? Maybe he talks with an Irish
accent.
Maybe
he's still in character.
Did he have a. I didn't see it. Maybe he has the mustache and the little glasses and the really high collar on.
We watch.
All right, we're ramping up. To the
so gallantly.
Here we go.
And you know he's thinking that right now.
Here we go.
When the rocket's red glare.
Almost.
So close.
Now he's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to overcompensate. That's the deal. I'm a so mad.
So mad I'm going to go kick a cat.
Oh, say does that
star-spangled banner
yet wave o'er the land
of our ears.
That's worth playing the whole thing.
There you go. That's how that sounded. Now, I wish all records were good. You know, yesterday I played a recording of Stephen Hawking doing the song Rock Lobster.
Yes.
Well, as you know, every record has a flip side. I didn't get a chance to play you his flip
side.
There is a B-side of that album, and it is, I think you remember the song, by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pray flight.
You're going to hell.
Oh. I want the album.
0 hour. 9 a.m.
This is great.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Stephen Hawking.
That's fantastic.
And you know what? He is a rocket scientist, is
he
not?
Is.
I miss the Earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight.
Sorry, I can't do that, Dave.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You want to play the hook? Yeah, I like this. Stephen Hawking.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find out I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
He's a rocket man. And you know what? Great. I want to say thank you to listener Eric Quick, who actually put that together.
Great job,
and
Eric.
Sent it in to me.
I love that.
Nice job, Eric. Now, speaking of music. Let's not do music. Let's do this. More Billy Fusillo for you, Mike.
Oh, the car salesman.
Thank you very much.
What a response to this.
This is our guy. Yeah. This is Billy, who we love down here in South Florida. And apparently, as I found out all over Facebook yesterday, Rochester is another guy where I guess this guy's a multi billionaire.
Got his start in Northern New York. I have to thank Mark Ronick for sweeping the floor over at YouTube and sending me all these clips.
Ronick sent them to me, too. I was having a blast with this guy.
This is a great outtake. Obviously, they aired the wrong cut.
Oh dear.
A commercial. And you know, it's not like what he's putting on is anything, a beautifully shot motion picture anyway.
No, not at all.
But he does say F your wife. And this aired. I had to bleep it, but this is a pretty good outtake from live from Florida television.
You'll be the winner. Don't miss the opportunity. I'll your wife. I'm making you.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still got his little slug line in there. It's going to make it huge.
I love after he says, F your wife, it's going to be huge. Is it Caroline, his assistant?
Yes.
She says,
I think so. He's got it. You know, there's some of those clips that I saw on YouTube that are old ones. Like he's had different. Looks like he might have had another blonde assistant somewhere down the road.
Well, whoever this Bim is, at the end, after he says, F your wife, he says, yeah, look for the balloons. All right, here's more Fusillo. This is an actual commercial. And what shocked me about this, this is a commercial where he talks about how he financed a corpse. He financed a dead guy. I would think that you'd hide this.
Right.
This is what this guy's trick is. This guy can finance anybody. He can actually get anybody financing, and that's the big deal for Billy Fusillo, I think, or Fusillo, or whatever this guy's name
and
is.
And I love the notion, but the fact is, if you financed a corpse, I think this wouldn't be something you would want to get out, but he did a commercial about
it. Well, there's a legend, as I'm told, that you have gotten a lot of different kind of situations financed, even including... Dare I say it?
A dead man.
How did that work?
Well, the kid came in and he used his father's social, and the father was deceased, and I went through and I got him done, and he wasn't even alive. But
if anybody can do it, Billy can.
Be proud.
That's right, especially if you head down to Fusillo's, Mike, for the huge-a-thon.
What are you guys doing anyway? Let's use it on 2011. You can see Caroline and Tom are extremely excited, might I add. B, what are you guys doing? You getting off? We're giving away a trip around the world, folks. You're not going to want to miss it.
A Hyundai customer.
On Kia.
Regardless if you're at the Kia store or the Hyundai store, you're eligible to win a trip around the world. Seven cities, 39 days. It's not going to get it. We have inventory, folks. Most dealers don't. It's going to be huge.
He doesn't have
I mean,
on.
Huge.
Brilliant advertising.
It's going to be huge, especially when Mike.
I love this guy.
He's actually in heaven talking to God.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mark,
Lord.
You have the prime directive for 2012.
Yes,
you've got to get
I know.
Him as a sponsor.
They're building new roads to accommodate all these new Hyundais that get over 30 miles a gallon, that have 10-year warranties. It's very similar to Ridge Road in Greece. They're enlarging that road to accommodate all the Hyundais that are going to be sold because you know they get over 30 miles a gallon. It's the best buy in the market. It's huge, Rochester. Huge.
And, Mike, just one huge. Last one. It's going to be huge.
Billy Fusillo here at the Fusillo Auto Mall in Adams, New York. So I urge you right now, go online. I'll handle it, and you will be huge.
That's my one more time on that one. Please.
So we're at the Fusillo Auto Mall in Adams, New York. So I urge you right now, go online. I'll handle it, and you will be you.
There we go.
Now, have you seen the ads that one of your favorite bands is out touring again, Mike?
No, I have not, Rob.
Van Halen. With David Lee Roth they're up back. Front. Yeah. And the wild thing is, do you know who their opening act is?
Who?
Cool and the Gang.
What?
Are you
kidding me?
No, seriously.
No, I would go see that concert maybe more for Kool and the Gang than I would for Van Halen.
Both. Yeah, I mean, both. I'm not going to shy away. It just seems very unusual. This is Van Halen, of course, reunited with David Lee Roth.
Does
so we're going to see how they do. And I guess Wolfie is going to be playing bass or something like that.
Does this mean they fall into the sort of the state fair level if Kool and the Gang is opening for them?
Oh. You know what? You got certain bands, Buzz, that it would take a long, long time for Van Halen to fall to state fair level.
You know what? You say that. You don't know the money that they can make playing a state fair.
Yeah.
That's
big
money. Yeah. And I think what it is that they don't want to put another aging rocker on the bill to show them up. They got someone who's so different than Van Halen
that
they're not going to compete. Anyway, a new single from Van Halen dropped. It's called Tattoo, and it's pretty catchy. And guess what? It sounds like Van Halen. Swap meet Sally, tramp stamp cat, mouse wife to mom shell, and the time it took to get that new tattoo. Pretty good.
I'd have to hear the whole record.
But
I need more.
I still have like a horrible taste in my mouth with David Lee Roth because he thought he could be a talk show host.
Right.
Yeah. And David Lee Roth, I mean, when we went to see him, Rob, you went to the concert, and Buzz, you did too, I think.
Actually,
when we went to see him up in Philadelphia.
I did not get a chance to see that show.
And he looked like a clown. He looked like a clown up there. I mean, if he dresses and tries to be a little more like Sammy Hagar, who dresses age appropriately, which I really think is important when you're going to do that. When you're going to continue that career, mm-hmm. you know, unless you have Mick Jagger's body or Steven yeah. Tyler's body,
right.
I think you really have to be aware of how you look. And he looked like a clown when he was touring with Sammy Hagar. Well, and I hope they change that.
We do have something in common with David Lee Roth. Yeah. Almost everyone in this we room do, has really? Been fired by CBS. Hey. And yesterday, I didn't even know they were doing this again. It seems like they do it every 2 months. CBS rolled out a new morning show.
What?
Did you know they started a new morning show again yesterday?
Gail King, Charlie Rose. I had it yesterday, and we didn't get around to it.
Now,
so
how is Charlie Rose? How is that fossil?
But who's the one they kept, Rob? Who's the one CBS kept? They kept that bitchy lady.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact,
they kept that mean-looking anchor lady that they had.
We'll hear her here. This is how they signed on yesterday with another brand-new CBS morning show.
This time it'll work.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 9th, 2012. Welcome to the debut of CBS This Morning here in Studio 57 at the CBS Broadcast Center. I'm Charlie Rose. Just one day to the New Hampshire primary, we've got a brand new CBS poll this morning.
And I'm Gail King. The White House fires back and an explosive
your lady's next, pulls Mike. Back the you're hot lady.
The first couple. And I'm Erica Hill. 60 Minutes uncover salesmen pushing stem cells like snake oil.
But first, as we will do every morning, we begin with a look at today's eye-opener.
That's how they'll beat the Today Show, Mike, with today's eye-opener.
Eye
you know, really, I don't no qualms with Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose, legendary. I'm one of the greatest interviewers in the history of broadcasting.
Yes.
I truly believe that. Probably one of the best shows if you want to see an in-depth interview with a newsmaker. However, you know, Gail King is fine, too. But I just think, I just don't think it's going to work. Yeah. I just don't.
You're
think
right.
Are you all right? Are you all right there, Oscar? You going to be okay?
Yeah, I just had a little Charlie Rose in my throat.
Do you remember the old?
Rob, we got time for one more.
Do you remember the old Charlie Rose jingle when he had his talk show? Who's that talking to Charlie? Charlie Rose.
Really?
All right, Buzz. We didn't have this story. I don't think a guy was arrested. I'm sure it was a drug related charge. His name was Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop.
I've heard about this story.
He legally changed his name to that series of syllables, and we close with a montage of newscasters saying this gentleman's name.
Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Bizao Dudu Zippity Bop Bop Bop.
Bizao Dudu Zoppity 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 Bop Bop. Bizao Dudu Zippity Bop Bop.
Bizao doo-doo zoppity bop bop bop.
Bizao doo-doo zoppity bop bop bop.
Bizao doo-doo zoppity bop bop.
Bizao doo-doo zoppity bop bop bop.
So his last name is bop bop bop?
Or it might be zoppity bop zoppity bop. Bop, bop.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob, or as they said on the Today Show, Ann Curry. We will take a break, and when we come back, it is Buzz and News, a happy, healthy Buzz and News right after this.
Like a homesick train on a one-way track, I gotta travel and hit the gravel. But I'll be back.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's play Buzz's music. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Time for the news with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike.
Take it away, Buzz.
We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. MikeO'MaraShow.com will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara riding the levels. Yeah, man.
That was Buzz reading a spot instead of having one shaved off.
Oh, hey, I get it.
In news.
I don't have a board very often to play with.
There's cancer jokes up here.
With Mitt Romney, the likely winner in today's New Hampshire Republican primary, it's now a race for second place. It's a presidential election year, and New Hampshire holds the first primary election. The Democratic candidate, of course, is Barack Obama, so Republicans have to choose their guy. For most Republican voters, it's a choice between ideology and who can beat Obama. Romney would seem to be the safe choice for winning, and he's leading in the polls by a wide margin. But John Huntsman, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum are still very much in the running. Huntsman will do well today in New Hampshire, but Santorum and Gingrich will do better in the upcoming southern state primaries.
When I was watching Huntsman today, he looks like a guy who's had age makeup put on him. He looks like he's actually younger, but it looks like he's got fake gray hair, and people have drawn things on his face. I don't think this guy can be trusted.
And
have you heard the interviews done with his brother Jack?
Jack Huntsman?
Or Rick?
Or Mike?
Mike!
Thank you.
As front runner, Romney's become the target of all the others. Monday, Romney was talking about health insurance companies and liking the idea of being able to fire a company that's not doing a good job. But he didn't say that. He said, and I quote, "I like to fire people." And that touched a nerve in this age of unemployment.
Actually, Buzz, I have the tape. Just quite by coincidence.
Yeah, here it is in context. You got
a
better
idea.
I like
being able to fire people who provide services to me. If someone doesn't give me the good service I need, I want to say, you know, that I'm going to go get somebody else to provide that service to me.
Now, this was controversial because
this to me is just exactly what politics has become. This is absolutely meaningless.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to say what he said. It was taken out of context. They jumped all over it. I like to fire people. No,
well,
he was talking about he likes to be able to
get
rid of somebody who doesn't provide the proper service, as we all do. And this is what is wrong with American politics.
A lot
right?
of it, yes.
And here's what Rick, did you hear what Rick Santorum said in specific reference to this? This is Santorum.
Oh, I'm sure he did because he's
Billy
a dick.
Billy Priscilla here at the Priscilla Water Mall in Adams, New York. So I urge you right now, go online, I'll handle it, and you will be you.
Thank you, Rob.
I think I have the tape mislabeled.
Now, Rob likes Billy too.
I think the reason Romney's opposition took that comment out of context, and I think we explained that pretty well here, but I think the reason they did that is because in the business sector, Romney is blamed for making moves that cost a lot of people their jobs, thousands of people.
Buzz, yes? I passionately have to stop you and disagree with you there. The reason they did that, Buzz, is because their handlers and the people around them found an opportunity to take something that was said and blow it into something negative. That's what they did. There was no formula behind this. It was just a slip.
We don't disagree with that, but they seized upon an opportunity to point out that Romney had in fact fired a lot of people. So yes, they did take his comment out of context.
That too, absolutely.
But they fired a lot of people during the
DVD. It makes no difference.
For the reasons that you said, but with different results. Romney also said this week that he knew what it was like to live in fear of losing a job, even though he's the multimillionaire son of a multimillionaire. And now, some news from the historic drugstore district. Axe Body Spray is about to make a women's version called Axe Anarchy.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Now you've been advised. A new study says nicotine patches do very little. There's no difference. If you smoke and you try to quit, if you go with nicotine patches or maybe you go cold turkey, both groups will have the same result. The nicotine patches do no good in that respect.
Now, what about the gum?
But the study also say same thing.
Okay.
What about the suppository?
Nicotine replacement. Mm. That might work, and that's one they haven't tried yet.
I'm wearing one right now.
But what they have also found about nicotine patches.
In fact, they never do.
Nicotine patches can help non-smokers lose weight and improve their memory. What could possibly go wrong?
Wow. I'll make a quilt out of those.
Going right now.
Hey,
Mr. Would you like to see where I have my nicotine patch right now?
Where do you keep that, Mike?
I was going to show it to Oscar earlier.
Nice.
Mr. Gower has screwed up the prescription pills again. Novartis, which makes both Percocet and Excedrin.
George, you're not paid to be a canary.
Novartis says some of the good stuff might have gotten mixed in with some of the over-the-counter stuff and... Well, Novartis has now pulled a lot of its over-the-counter meds off the counter. They had a major malfunction at their Lincoln, Nebraska pill factory last month. So now the Swiss drug company is recalling Excedrin, Bufferin, No-Doze, and Gas-X. Just in case the bottles also contain Percocet or other prescription meds.
Can't you see the big building in the middle of town that just says pill factory?
Pill factory.
Lawmakers who want to drug test welfare applicants may have to take the drug test themselves, according to a bill up for a vote in the Georgia General Assembly. The bill's been amended to say that anyone who gets taxpayer dollars, and that would include lawmakers as well as food stamp recipients, has to pass a drug test. There are other legal issues in play here, but we'll watch this and let you know what happens. The crack don't smoke itself.
Yeah, Mike.
In Broward,
you know that, Rob.
Broward County, thank you, Florida. A man went to court this week to face drug trafficking charges wearing a sweatshirt that illustrated instructions on how to make crack cocaine. Quoting a lawyer, "I couldn't believe the gumption." And finally, news from south of the Beltline. Finally.
Was the lawyer 110 years old?
Yes.
I can't believe the gumption, George.
Thousands of pantsless Americans and Brits rode commuter trains yesterday. There were about 200 pantsless riders here in D.C. Nationwide, the total was about 16,000. And in London, it was the No Trousers Tube Ride. La, la. The No Trousers Tube Ride. Nice. If I had a nickel.
Look forward to that. That's, I can smell that over here.
A 48-year-old California woman has been indicted for drugging her husband, tying him up, and cutting off his penis with a 10-inch kitchen knife.
Oh.
Doctors were unable to reattach it. Oh. We don't think her defense will work. Her defense is he deserved it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Thank you, fellas. Our show today was brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on your smartphones, game consoles, computers, and TVs instantly, or get Blu-rays and DVDs delivered right to your door, all for $7.99 a month. To try it free, just click the Netflix ad on our website. We'll be back with another brand new one from South Florida and also Manassas, Virginia tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.